Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy to be here on National Radio Day. Would you look at that? Sitting in here in front of a microphone on National Radio Day, getting to do local radio with my boys. I'm Woodsy. It's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning. Happy National Radio Day.
Or NRD, as we call it. National Nerd. Speaking of nerd, to my left, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor and academic competition two-time winner, Benjamin Higgins. Good morning.
Nerds in the house.
Nerds in the house.
Representing this morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you guys. Good to see you. How's everybody? How's everybody feeling?
Good.
Good.
Win always helps last night,
win
for sure.
Always helps the mood this morning. I'm in a very fiery, spicy mood this morning. I don't know why. I just am. I'm just fired up. I'm glad to be here. I think the win definitely helps in that respect, and but I do want to start the show. It's a little awkward what we're all going through right now. It's a little bit.
I'd say it's extremely awkward.
I'd say it's massively, massively weird and awkward. You know what we're talking about, right, Benjamin?
I don't feel that awkward, so.
You're not, it's not you necessarily. Okay. You didn't do anything. So.
Like.
I don't know how to start.
I'm pretty sure.
I feel weird, man.
I'm pretty sure we're accurate in what we're about to tell the listeners.
Yes.
However, if we're wrong.
We
look like the biggest idiots.
A-holes. That we look like the worst of the... So should we wait? I don't think we can. Should, but...
It's been a month.
It has been a month.
I don't know. I say go for it.
All right. Well, I guess I'll do it then. And I'll be the... You hear that idiot announcing this? So... It's been a... It's been a weird... We've had a tumultuous, I would say, somewhat, sometimes tumultuous relationship with... The local newspaper? It's fair to say?
Perhaps.
I wouldn't say it's a tumultuous relationship. Like, I don't think people over there, like, they don't, like, attack us or anything.
It's just not a huge relationship.
We've had bones to pick with some of their stories or writers.
Yeah, which is I think that's not uncommon in a local market. So they have a thing that they do every year, and it's the Best of San Diego. And... We had noticed when, in January or whenever they put it out every year, that we had been nominated for a couple things. And I'd never heard back. Now, just to pull the curtain back a little bit, we won best show in like 5 years ago.
Like 2019 or 2020, we won like, we swept. We won like five or six.
We did.
Yeah.
See, I don't even remember that. I just remember winning one.
No, we dominated.
Okay, so we had a good run there. Since then, the show's actually gotten way, way, way better and more successful, but we never won anything. I did get an email one year, a couple years ago, that said, hey, just so you know, you guys show up to the Best of dinner, you're going to win like six awards. And I legitimately, I was out of town. It was August. I took Bo to Dallas or to Texas to see my family.
That's right.
So I said, guys, if you want to go, the dinner's like, oh, it's like, it'll cost you guys like $500 to go, but you can maybe win our awards. I'll be in Dallas. And I said, I can't go. I'm not going to be able to make it. Now, I know the girl, I knew the girl from, she used to work here. She worked over there. She's like, I'm just saying, if you guys come, you win awards. So I said, well, we can't make it. I'm out of town. Ben works another job. Probably can't make it.
This is like the like ESPYs. They want the winners to actually be there. So if you're not going to be there, they
just give it to somebody
else.
They
just give it to the next guy on the list.
So when we got back,
this show's been around for 2 months. Here you go.
Yeah. So I got back and I was like, so did we get our awards in the mail? Nope. So I'm like, so we didn't win anything. So no, we won. We went from thinking we were winning 6 awards to 0. We got nothing. So anyway, it comes out in January. I will say, man, I had a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth after that. So we didn't really, we didn't promote that we were nominated really at all on our social channels or didn't say anything about it. So the other day, I'm checking the Ben and Woods email, and somebody went into our Linktree. You can contact us through Linktree on Instagram. It's got all of our stuff. You know, you can find us.
Twitter, TikTok, any of the link in bio is the Linktree.
That's our Linktree. You can buy a t-shirt there if you want. So I get this thing, and anytime I see one, it's like an anonymous submission. It can be. So I'm usually a little nervous to open it because I think somebody's about to be mean, right? You guys suck. This sucks. Whatever. I'm like, oh, God. So I start reading it, and I read it, and I go, oh, really? And this lady said, have you checked the UT? And I said, no. And she said, you guys just won, it says, congrats. Saw your show, won 3 Best of San Diego awards. Best Drive Time Show, Best Radio Morning Show, Best Sports Talk Radio. From Sandra. And I said, I had no idea. So I said to Paulie, I go, can you go look at that? And he's like, I found it. It's accurate. And I'm like, why wouldn't anybody tell us that we won? I go, when was this thing posted? Paul's like, a month ago. So it's been sitting there.
It's like end of July, yeah.
So we didn't get invited to the dinner. We didn't promote it, but we won.
I was like checking my spam. All my emails. I'm like, I don't see anything. Like, typically they've reached out and like, hey, like,
if you congrats.
Come by and pick up the awards or whatever. Like, let us know.
Do we have to drive to LA to get it now?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Last time, it was still the actual San Diego Union Tribune. I went downtown and got him.
Yeah, you picked him up. Well, how do you feel? Do you feel like a winner?
I guess so. Maybe they're mad at us. Remember, and Squirrely points out, when we tried to promote Hammer for the best personality.
Well, we didn't try.
In San Diego. Yeah, I mean.
He won it.
Yeah, did they think we were making a mockery of their proceedings?
No, Hammer was one of the best personalities in town.
He was good.
Half the time, I look at like their best sports anchor or something, and it's like there's like 3 guys, and I'm like, I don't think they're alive.
This guy here is dead.
Like they
cross him off. Then
one guy was like, oh yeah, he's like some engineer at another channel, and
that's very weird.
He might have helped out with a sports program once.
It's a very weird.
I mean, it's kind of redundant because once you win Best Drive Time Show, then there's no way you should lose Best Morning Show because morning is one of the 2 drive times. So if you're already the best in all the drive times, that means you're inherently the best in mornings. And if you're already the best in drive time and mornings, you better be the best in sports as well at the same time. So it was kind of a 3-for-1.
It was pretty cool. I mean, once I saw it actually there on paper, because I'll be honest, when Sandra hit the link tree, I didn't believe her. I sent it to you guys. I go, you need to take a look at this, Paulie. Paulie did some research on his own, and so
it's right there.
I mean, it's
Radio Drive Time, Ben and Woods, The Fan, 97.3 FM.
Right.
Radio Morning Show, Ben and Woods, The Fan, 97.3 FM, and Sports Talk Radio, Ben and Woods.
Now, I noticed that you did lose television personality and local sportscaster, so I am sorry for that.
Well, we both lost radio personality as well.
Wait,
so.
We did, son of a...
Yeah, I mean,
I like Clint. Clint's
how
a good
awkward
dude.
Would it have been if one of us had won over the other for best radio personality?
I think it would have only been awkward for one of us because I am happy for my friend's accomplishments. That's something I've learned 15 years in this business. Be happy for your friend's accomplishment. What's ultimately good for you is good for me.
I guess so, but I like that we won as a team.
I do too.
All of us together.
I do too. JD says these are rigged. I worry.
I think we just mentioned. That.
I worry that
we
that,
weren't the ones rigging it though. So.
I didn't rig it.
Yeah,
we didn't. We didn't stuff the ballot box. This is not a stolen
election.
I didn't
even vote for myself once.
No, I didn't either. This is not rigged. It's as far on our end. This is not. We didn't steal. We didn't infiltrate.
As long as no one's rigging it, it's fair.
Correct.
But if you have one team that's out there pushing
rigging
themselves
it.
And sending, you know, mass emails to everybody, then all of a sudden it becomes less of an even competition.
Well, I'm very proud of you guys. I'm very proud of this show. As you know, I love this show. This show is my heart and soul. I really feel that way. And so I'm very proud of all of us. And I mean, I guess, yeah, I would like that plaque. It's nice to have a nice plaque.
JD says, I used to work for a local newspaper, and these awards are a pitch for an advertisement. So they want you to then take out an ad in the paper that says, Best
Look
of
at
San
us.
Diego. Tune in to Ben and Woods mornings from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan. And we pay the newspaper then to run that ad to promote ourselves. Do you think Odyssey will take out an ad for us?
No.
Promoting the fact
no,
that
don't.
We won
no.
Best of San Diego.
No. Well, I really don't. I don't think they will. Nor do I really expect them to. That money would be better served going somewhere else, I think, in my opinion. But I would like, if you guys are listening at the UT, if you have the plaques, I'd like them. I'd like to put them up in the studio, take them home, whatever. It's nice to be, look, I'm not going to lie to you and say, I don't care. It's always nice to be recognized. Always. Whether it's at home, whether it's with your buddies, whether it's on your baseball team, whether it's a round of golf you just played, everybody likes a pat on the back.
Well, I have no doubt that the tier ones made this happen.
I have no doubt either.
The ones who found it voted for us, and we wanted to thank you for your support out there, especially in this election year.
Correct. It was really, really weird, though, to be like, so we won this thing a month ago, and no one's contacted us. I looked through my emails. I was dying. I was like, "This can't be." I go,
"It just may be." Well, we know they're not buying any advertising, so just
don't even bother.
Don't even give them a call.
Like, oh, what a company are they? Odyssey. Yeah, don't even bother.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Like, have they already had the dinner?
Did they even have a dinner?
Did they do a dinner? I didn't get the invite. That's what I'm telling you. I have no idea. I have no earthly idea. But you can rest assured we're going to put it on all our socials now. reigning best of in three categories. I'm pretty excited.
Multiple best of winners.
yeah, multiple. Multiple time best of winners. Ray asks, could we fix inflation now? We can try. We're going to try. I'm doing my best to pump as much of my money into the economy every day as I possibly can. Nobody spends more money than me on frivolous things. So, yeah, I'm excited. Congratulations, guys. A well-earned three. This must be what it feels like when you are like, when you write like the movie. Like, you go to the Oscars and you're like, who are the ones that like just sweep? You're like, again, it's the, you know, whatever it is.
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, Oppenheimer. You're like, here we go again. Thank you. Still very great.
I'm going to get my steps in today.
This is still very cool.
Three's perfect because we each get a chance
to say our speech
each time up.
That's
there.
Right.
This time it's going to be Paulie who says a few words for the show.
I just thank so many people to thank.
I just want to thank our boss, Adam.
Yep.
Multiple award winner himself.
Yeah.
As a program director.
Bo Taylor.
Ben and Woods.
Bo Taylor, I could, as good as this show is, I could be so much better if you guys would let me work at night. It just could have been so much better. I love you, though, still very much. Please keep offering me your suggestions for your lunches every day. I really love it. I love being your short order cook night and day. It's super fun. I love you guys. Couldn't do it without you.
I'd like to thank Ben. I'd like to thank Woods, my wife, the Tier Ones.
Of course, the Tier Ones. Of course.
You guys.
I'll just go Tommy.
Are the real
I'm proud
heroes.
Of myself.
Tommy Pham. Yeah, proud of yourself. Thanks to everybody for that. Those. I mean, at this point, they're Phantom Awards. We don't really know if we've won, but it is in writing. And they. What if they switched it on us? Now, that would be a good prank.
Are you sure there's not like awards
there should be one
back
there
somewhere on this window? We used to have like a couple of plaques
around here.
They're gone. Someone stole them.
Somebody took them. I doubt very much they were stolen. Disposed of is probably a better term. I doubt very much.
They're sitting in some bar and restaurant somewhere on the wall.
Oh, no. They're in the bottom of some trash heap at a landfill. Probably the one right down the street. But no, if you guys did vote for that, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Thanks to the UT for tallying those votes, I guess.
All right, we will get started here, set the menu when we come back.
So weird.
What a night for our colleague and friend, Sam Levitt, though. Got to make his major league debut as a broadcaster right here on 97.3 The Fan, calling last night's game with Bob Scanlon. He had a good one to call as well. We'll talk a lot of Padres baseball coming up on the program as well. We will check in with Sam. We'll let you know how that's going to work today as we set the menu for a Tuesday edition of Ben and Woods. We are underway. Kelly Danik's going to check traffic, and then we'll be right back with more on San Diego's number one sports station and San Diego's best radio show, morning show, and drive time show.
Yeah, there was a dinner. It was on a Thursday night at a restaurant where I work, Anthony's Fish, and they won as well. Well, look at that.
97.3 The Fan.
You don't say.
We missed it.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray in the chat, Ben, asks if you won Best Cavs. And the answer to that question is yes.
Always.
20 years running.
Undisputed.
Undisputed calf champion.
I did get confirmation from our big boss, Michael, that Odyssey will not be taking out an ad to celebrate our achievements. Thank you, Michael. We knew that already.
Couldn't do it without you.
We're well aware of that.
Yeah.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor. Floor & Decor, unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. I'm sure they're San Diego's best Floor & Decor. All right, so here's what we've got coming up on the program today. Should be a good one. We not just one. We have two voices of the Padres joining the program today because it is a Jesse Agler Tuesday.
Well, we got the old bull and the young calf.
And Jesse, who did television last night with our Tony Gwynn Jr., will be on at 8:35, and we'll give him his incorporator. He says, oh, no, even on TV, he wants to get it done, song lyrics incorporator. Amazing. But we will also catch up with Sam Levitt. We'll let him sleep in a little bit off his big night, not only the play-by-play debut in the major leagues, but he also hosted the post-game show afterwards. So
nutcase. That's
a
amazing.
Long night for Sammy, but he's going to join us at 9:35 just to talk about the experience of making that debut. He sounded really good. I had the Odyssey app fired up at
Me
work.
Too.
I did not want to miss a second of Sammy's debut, and he sounded outstanding last night. He really did a nice job.
We have a Cadillac problem here in San Diego.
Yeah.
We have too many really good broadcasters.
Too many talented people.
Where, like, I don't catch a ton of Jesse and Tony on the radio. I'm usually home. Hell, I'm usually in bed for most of the Padres game. So I'm watching Don and Mudd. When Don and Mudd aren't there and you move Jesse and Tony over, that's usually a great thing.
Yep.
I'm like, great. I'm still going to be very entertained. But then when Sammy Levitt is calling his first game, I synced up the Odyssey app and watched the game on mute, had him linked up to it, and I felt like, I hope I'm not, Jesse's not going to be mad, but I'm sure Jesse understands.
Oh, yeah, 100%,
you know what I mean? He probably wanted everybody to listen to Sammy.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to do the sync.
Didn't work.
I'm unable. So I had already seen the first strikeout before Sammy had said a word, before Sammy had even done his, intro.
The TV was, 5 seconds ahead of the radio app.
Way more.
Mine was way more. I like that, because basically I would just, if something big happened in the game on TV, then I'd turn up the app so I could hear what Sammy's call of it was, especially the Jackson Merrill, obviously, three-run double. So I can't wait to hear how Sammy called this, and I had the the little delay to give me a second to go and turn up the app. So I thought it was great.
I got a little misty-eyed, a little emotional when Sammy started talking and talked about. We'll play you some of the audio from his debut last night. But man, you talk about paying your dues. You talk about paying your dues on the buses, in the minors, as he mentioned yesterday, the Cape Cod League, all of those. I mean, just getting a chance to do that. And you know what, man? Getting a chance to do it in a really full ballpark on a beautiful, beautiful Monday night against a good team, and to come away with a dub, go 1-0 in your debut as a broadcaster. I was explaining it to Bo, and I said, he goes, no, he's done games. I go, no, you hear him on the pregame. And he goes, oh. I go, buddy, this is like getting the call up. If you're in the minor leagues, and you've been in the minor leagues for 7 years, and you've been working and lifting weights and running and hitting ground balls and fielding ground balls, and they finally call your number, and you get the chance to go play in a big league game. I said, other than the physical part of it, it's no different. I mean, you got called up to the big leagues. And I was thinking about my first day by myself in there, in the next, you know, the next studio over, by myself, full blackout. I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, Sammy had at least done it before, just at a different scale. And I thought about it, and I went, I don't remember that day at all. That's why I was telling him yesterday, make sure you take it in. Make sure you remember it. I just went in and had a full blackout, but the difference was I didn't have people pat me on the back after I was done. You know, that's the weird thing. The reviews for Sammy Leavitt last night were through the roof. It was so good. I'm so happy for him, and I don't want this to come off wrong, but I'm so proud of him.
I'm curious, like, how bad the butterflies were, because I couldn't hear it when I was...
He texted me that he was strangely calm.
Was he calm?
Yeah. He sounded like he's been doing it for 20 years.
Well, I gave him the stand-up comedy advice. Remember the advice that stand-up comedian gave me? Do you remember? 10 seconds.
Picture everybody naked.
No, that's a tired bit. That actually makes it worse, because then you start looking at some guy, and you're like, ugh, I bet you have a...
You have 40,000 fans to choose from at Petco Park.
Fair enough. Yeah. So he told me, I think it was Craig Gass, actually, that told me. He goes, oh, you're doing a stand-up bit? And I go, yeah. And he said, 10 seconds before you walk on stage, tell yourself, I don't care how this goes. And it changed my whole, and it just, the anxiety kind of went away. Now, obviously, you do care. You care very much how it goes. You don't want to bomb. But it just kind of put me in the right mind frame of like, so I texted him that advice yesterday. I go, hey, have a great time tonight. You've earned this. Stand-up comedian told me one time, 10 seconds before you go on, I don't care how this goes. And you're immediately relaxed, and you're just in the flow of the game. And Sammy's called a billion baseball games, just at a different level, but very happy for him.
Back to what I said earlier, though, about how we have a Cadillac problem of too many good broadcasters. They're all really good people, too. And for Sammy is such a gem of a human being.
100%.
I was so... just happy, proud, but mostly just happy for him. And this was a short clip, 6:42 p.m. I think they were a little delayed yesterday, maybe. Scanlon wrapping up the...
They have Peyton Manning telling stories maybe, on the field.
Maybe.
Hey, I love Petco Park, man.
Bob Scanlon was finishing up the lineups, and he introduces Sam. And I swear to God, I was like starting to like,
I know,
get a tear.
I got a little
Michael
misty.
King's going to take his final warm-up pitch as Willie Castro will be coming up to the plate. And now for tonight's play-by-play. Play, making his major league debut. Congratulations, Sam Leavitt.
All right, Scan, thank you very much. Good to be here. A lot of nights on the minor league bus, I guess. Worth it for this moment right here. Beautiful Absolutely. Night here in America's Fine. One of this three-game series between the Padres and the Twins.
Oh, awesome. I loved it so much. So,
we will hear from Sammy later in the program, but if you didn't catch Sam last night, our Padres wrap-up in our next segment will feature all of his highlights from last night's 5-3 win over the Minnesota Twins. We'll talk about Michael King's performance, Jackson Merrill's big moment, and more. 7 o'clock, we can talk a little update on Ha-Sung Kim's injury and situation. The information we did get, a little vague, from Mike Schilt yesterday on the results of the Ha-Sung Kim MRI, but we can talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock. Take on Woods at 7:10, chance for you to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and our musical trivia contest head-to-head against Woods. Don't do this at 7:20, as I said, Jesse Agler, Sam Leavitt in the second half of the program. So should be a good Tuesday. Let's get to it. Our Padres wrap-up featuring none other than our own Sammy Leavitt. Coming up next with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. You ever go to a restaurant, they give you the menu, and then the server comes back later and says, oh, I forgot to mention our specials. I forgot to mention, we do have some Padres tickets to give away on the program today.
That's
as well.
Special.
Yeah, Padres-Mets tickets for Friday night's game at Petco Park. Very big series, obviously, with the Mets as one of the wild card contenders in the National League. And I'm going to try to give those away in the first half of the program. A lot of times we wait until the last moment, which is what I did yesterday. Not really on purpose. It's more because I stopped kind of thinking about it. But today, for the early listeners, sometime in the first 2 hours here of Ben and Woods, we're going to give away some Padres Mets tickets. So stay tuned for your opportunity to win those coming up here on Ben and Woods. This hour in baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Well, the pressure was on last night because the out-of-town scoreboard did no favors for your San Diego Padres in the National League playoff chase. So they had to win or they lose ground to a lot of teams. We'll go through all the highlights with Sam Levitt of our Padres wrap-up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh, my God. I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
Michael King's going to take his final warm-up pitch as Willie Castro will be coming up to the plate. And now for tonight's play-by-play, making his Major League debut, congratulations, Sam Levitt.
All right, Scan, thank you very much. Good to be here. A lot of nights on the minor league bus, I guess. Worth it for this moment right here.
Absolutely.
Beautiful night here in America's finest city. Game one of this three-game series between the Padres and the Twins. He runs, pitches, swung on, and line fair down the right field side and rolling into the corner. Larnick on his way to third. Digging it out of the corner is Peralta. Here comes Larnick. He'll score standing. It's an RBI double for Matt Wallner. And the Twins strike early here in the first inning. It's 1-0 Minnesota. Immediate trouble here. The 0-1, a little tapper to second base. Picked up by Julian. He'll throw to first in time. But scoring from third base is Luis Arraez. And the Padres have tied it at 1-1 here in the first inning. 2-2. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit into left. Profar scores standing, RBI single, Xander Bogaerts. And the Padres jump in front 2-1 here in the first inning. That's at the letters. Kicks and the pitch. Ground ball to second base. Bogaerts picks it up, runs towards the runner at first base. Martin throws to first, that thrown out in time. And Martin rolled out of the baseline. So a run will score as Julian comes in from third base. 0-2 on the way. Swinging a high fly ball into left center. Harden going back on the warning track. It one hops the fence. One run is in. Two runs are in. Here comes Bogaerts. He scores standing. It's a bases clearing double for Jackson Merrill. And the Padres jump in front. It's 5-2 in the third. Kicks in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Adams strikes out the side. Vasquez and Martin and Castro. Three up, three down. Kicks in the pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Base hit. Down the third baseline. Kicks off the sidewall. Around third base and scoring is Julian. Manny Machado went way out into left field to pick it up. So Julian scores. That holds Vasquez to a single. RBI for Vasquez. And it's now a 5-3 Padre lead. Pitch to Miranda. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Picked up by Wade. Throws to first in time, and the Padres win. Robert Suarez shuts the door. Padres take this series opener against Minnesota. The final score, Padres 5 and the Twins 3.
That was big time, man. Grinded early. We score. They score. We answer back. They answer back. And he just did a really nice job, Michael, of just saying, okay, that's enough, and I'm going to make pitches, and made a lot of quality pitches, and your point, Ace was able to get those last three efficiently. Of course, Jackson with the big swing to give us the lead. And, you know, but those innings out of the starters are really important. And Michael gave us six really good ones tonight.
Outstanding job by Sam Levitt. Fantastic. Now, the one thing Sammy did not get to do is call a home run.
Home run, yeah.
So we'll see.
He got a little excited on that Manny Machado foul ball.
Did he? I didn't hear that one.
I got off excited,
off the Western Metal Supply Company building. Absolutely tattooed that. I thought that was 8-2 at that point.
Oh, yeah, that would have fed families that one, man. That ball would have been in the tank, dude. What a game last night. You know what I liked, man? A couple things I liked early in the game. The first inning for the San Diego Padres. Luis Arraez going first to third on a little flare out to left I thought was brilliant. The productive out of Jake Cronenworth.
His hair flowing.
I love it.
Play. We've seen, I mean, usually Arraez has it kind of tied down. When he has his hat off?
Does he do bun or does he do braids?
Braids. Yeah, just flattened down. So to see it all wild out there, unexpected.
Looked like Coco Crisp. Remember when Coco Crisp did that?
Cavelli.
Yeah, he'd take his braids out, and the hair would just flow. So I think, you know, you take an 0-for-4, you're like, I got to switch it up. He sleeps with his bats. He's a weird dude, and I love that about him.
Because he sleeps with his bats.
Yeah, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't seen this yet? Oh, yeah, he sleeps with his bats. And
in bed with him.
In bed, his bat next to him. And they did a little piece on him, and they asked him, like, do you talk to your bats? He goes, oh, yeah. I say, come on, baby, I need you. Come on, baby. It was the greatest. We got to find it. It was so good.
He also says, that was amazing, a lot.
It was amazing. Did you see the clip? We got to find that, too. We didn't play that. I think Paulie was out, but somebody did. I think it was Michael Shin, our buddy.
I watch it every time he does an interview now because he'll almost always drive. That was amazing.
Michael Shin tweeted like a week ago, and he did the cut, like of things Ben likes, but it's all Luis Arraez saying amazing, and it's brilliant. We'll find that for you guys before we get out of here today. I will do some digging. But I liked the productive outs, Benny, early. It was really productive.
It felt to me very much like a playoff game.
Yes.
Not necessarily, I mean, it's August, it's an interleague game, so it's not. But that's often how playoff games go. You bring in runners with ground balls. You know, the bullpen is kind of locked down at the end of the game often. So if you've got a lead after six innings, that's a good spot to be in. And it was last night for the San Diego Padres. To me, that felt like an October type game. And the Padres, it was a good sign that I think they came away with the win. Now, Michael King was not at his very best yesterday. And he's been fantastic for the last 3 months. I saw this morning where you make the argument he's been the best pitcher in baseball, starting pitcher since the start of June. Little off on command, walked three, got in some trouble early, but still has that devastating stuff, that changeup that gets so much swing and miss, helps him get out of a couple of jams. And then the pitch count was climbing. I was going, boy, he's going to be hard pressed to even pitch five innings. But then he got bailed out a little bit or made the pitches that he needed.
Good
couple
defense.
Of line drives right at people, but ended up just throwing 13 pitches in the last two innings to help him get very reasonably through six innings.
21 in the last three.
Yeah.
I mean, that is outstanding. 64 pitches in the first three and then 21 to get through the next. And yeah, sometimes the other team helps you out. Sometimes they hit it, you know, atom balls right at dudes, and that's exactly what happened. But I will say this, and I will say this with I'll stand on this. When his sinker is on, it is top five nastiest pitch in baseball. I mean, on a lefty, Benny, it starts at their hip, and it just... Now, when he misses pretty badly.
See, I like the changeup.
Oh, the changeup
goes
dirty.
Away from the lefty and drops out of the zone. They just can't seem to resist swinging at that
one. It's so tempting. It's right down the middle, and then it just falls off. And again, you know, credit to him for making adjustments on the fly, figuring it out. And again, not being afraid to pitch to contact. I think that's what happens with a lot of guys. Now, he's a veteran. He's been in the league for a few years. You start struggling with command, and you're like, oh, God, you try to be too fine, and you're afraid to use Manny and Tyler Wade and Xander Bogaerts and Jake Cronenworth and Jackson Merrill and Jerks. You're afraid to use your defense. You're like, man, these are the big leagues. These guys are not just try to avoid barrels best you can, but still try to attack these guys, and that's what he did last night. He was brilliant, man. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
And then what else can we say about Jackson Merrill? And I asked that question quite seriously because I was watching the post game, and basically it's like, There's no even questions left. Like, okay, what do you say about a 21-year-old kid who keeps coming up in big situations? And in that at-bat, with the bases loaded, obviously the game was on the line. Zebby Matthews gets ahead with two fastballs.
Zebby Williams.
No, Zebby Matthews. Zebby Matthews. Stop that. Zebby Matthews gets ahead 0-2. And I've seen many rookies. You know, you get 0-2, they're done. You know,
buddy,
they're going to chase the next pitch, and the inning is over. But, you know, Jackson just has this thing where he's not intimidated by the count, the situation, where it is in the game. None of it. He just continues to put good swings and good at-bats together.
And what a terrible pitch from Zebby Matthews.
Williams.
Is it Williams?
No, it's Matthews.
Matthew.
Oh, my God.
He threw him two heaters up in the zone, both above the zone, and he swung at both. And then you could throw. What did he hit? Did he hit a changeup? Why would you?
It was a mistake.
It's just a dumb pitch to throw there.
But you could tell Jackson was going for those first two.
Oh, yeah.
And then the changeup, he stayed back. Even though it was up, he stayed back on it, drove it into the gap in left center the other way.
Elite hitting.
That is a sign of such a mature, beyond his years, baseball player. That is incredible, and there's really not much left to say about Jackson Merrill. He's been great. He's probably been, would you say, the best player the Padres have had in the second half of the season?
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, Xander started off really hot after injury.
He's had some great moments.
Sure.
There's been a lot of contributors, but I think since the All-Star break, if you had to pick an MVP for the Padres,
that's him.
It's Jackson Merrill.
21-year-old rookie, by the way, who had this to say yesterday. He apparently he likes to be in the clubhouse. And I don't blame him. As a 21-year-old in the big leagues, having the year that you're having, wanting to be in there makes perfect sense to me. Dude got to Petco Park yesterday at 11:30 a.m., sat in his car for half an hour so as not to piss off the clubbies, as he said. If you get there too early, the clubbies are like, ah, oh, come on, bro, we got work to do, like you're in here. And so he sat in his car for 30 minutes waiting to go in at noon for a game at 6:40.
It's like you for a 6 o'clock party.
It's like me for every Tier 1 game. I'm there 2 hours early. That's where I like to be as well. I don't blame him a bit. But, you know, the veterans will be like, what are you getting here so early? You're making everybody else look bad, and you're making the clubbies look bad. So he's a baseball rat, man. He belongs on the field playing baseball with his friends. That's what he was born to do.
And then the bullpen work, outstanding by the ASS trio of Adam, Scott, and Suarez, even though Suarez did give up a run there with two outs in the ninth inning. But that means we can play, and I don't think we've been able to debut this, though. Paulie, do you have it ready?
I've got it ready.
All right, so you've heard our Sunday lament song. We decided that the Padres' back end of the bullpen needed its own song. So, Paulie, what did you put into the AI machine for this one?
The song that it gave me, it's a rock and roll song, and it is called Ass to the Rescue.
Nice.
Like a man on a mission, swing and a miss, it's a pitcher's ambition. Ass to the rescue when the game's on the line. Adam Scott Suarez, triple threat divine. Padres relief squad saving the day. Empty the bullpen, let the hitters pray.
Oh my God, it all in. Got me.
Pitcher's ambition, I love that.
That banger. Ass to the rescue. Beef wants to know where we can download it. I don't know. It's a great one. His arms are cannon, making them aware. Pitching like warriors, no room for fame. All that matters, saving the game. Sweat on the brow, dirt on the cleats. They conquer the mound, it's the hitter's defeat. Three man army, legends in the making. Bases loaded, nerves start breaking. From the smoke they rise, unstoppable might. Adam Scott Suarez, heroes of the night.
Oh my God. Adam Scott Suarez, heroes of the night.
Ass to the rescue. Yeah, a little Three Doors Down vibe, maybe a little Nickelback in there. Definitely harkening back to the 90s.
Yeah.
Butt rock, as they call it. Definitely has a butt rock vibe to it. But It was fantastic. Joseph wants to know how he got it. Paul, you just plugged it in the AI machine, dude. That's how weird life is.
We live in 2024 yeah, now.
You just put it. The beef said, get it to Padres PR right away. It's a funny story. We were in the clubhouse last week, and I was talking to Ruben Niebla, and I go, have you heard the new acronym? I go, first of all, congrats. How fun is it to have those three new dudes? He looked at me. He goes, come on. He goes, they're unbelievable. And I go, yeah. And I said, have you heard the new acronym? He goes, no. I said, it's ASS. And he stopped for a second, looked at me, and I go, Adam, Scott, Suarez. He goes, get it on a shirt. Get it on a shirt. He goes, we probably won't, but we should get it on a shirt. I go, I couldn't agree more. I think there are, I think there's ASS shirts out there.
It's,
we may have some coming our way, by the way.
I mean, Jason Adam in the seventh inning is
nasty,
he's unfair.
That's unfair.
It's unfair. I mean, you do not want to be trailing the Padres after six in a game like that.
Bro, I mean, you look at it, and, you know, we've said this. There's been iterations of a super pen before. I've seen them in my life. You guys have seen them as well. But this one, yeah, man, it's a six-inning game. You have shortened the game, especially a playoff game. It's a six-inning game. Get a lead in six innings. Do whatever you have to do to get a lead within six, and you will roll the dice with those three guys any day of the week.
And king for six, and then bring in the ass.
Nasty.
That's how you draw it up.
King ass.
King in the ass.
King in the ass. King in the duck.
The king in the duck.
And by the way, Padres still have not lost back-to-back games in the second half.
He's going to ride this thing like his run differential.
They've kept it going.
Yeah, he has.
Kept it going another day, another two, actually. All right, we'll give you the update on Ha Sung Kim as it is coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.